Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Educated Sister, inshallah. This is Ria Alam and this week I will be reading two hadiths. This is from the collection of An Nawawi. As a disclaimer, you will definitely have to excuse my pronunciation, but I will definitely try my best and inshallah that one day I will be able to say these correctly. Number one, deeds depend upon intentions. On the authority of the chief of the believers, Abu Hafs Umar ibn al-Khattab, who said, I heard the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, the rewards of deeds depend upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. Thus, he whose migration was for Allah and his messenger, his migration was for Allah and his messenger, and he whose migration was to achieve some worldly benefit or to take some woman in marriage, his migration was for that which he migrated. It was related by the two imams of the scholar of hadith, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn al-Mughra ibn Bad'itba al-Bukhari and Abu al-Husayn Muslim ibn al-Jaji ibn Muslim al-Kushari on Nisabudi in their two Shahis, which are more sound of the compiled book. 2. Explanation of Islam, Iman and Ishan. Also on the authority of Umar, who said, one day, while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, there appeared before us a man whose clothes were exceedingly white and whose hair was exceedingly black. No signs of journeying were to be seen on him, and none of us knew him. He walked up and sat down by the Prophet, peace be upon him, resting his knees against his and placing the palms of his hands on his thighs. Then he said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Islam is to be testified that there is no God to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, to perform the prayers, to pay zakat, that's charity, to fast in Ramadan, and to make the pilgrimage to the house, Kaaba in Mecca, if you are able to do so. He said, ye have spoken rightly. And we were amazed at him asking him and saying that he had spoken rightly. He said, tell me about Iman, faith. He said, it is to believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the last day, and to believe in divine destiny, preordainment, both the good and the evil, therefore. He said, ye have spoken rightly. He said, then tell me about Ishan, I-S-H-S-A-N. He said, it is to worship Allah as though you are seeing him, and while you see him not yet truly, he sees you. He said, then tell me about the hour, day of judgment. He said, the one question about it knows no better than the questioner. He said, then tell me about its signs. He said, that the slave girl will give birth to her mistress, and that you will see the barefooted, naked, destitute herdsmen competing in constructing lofty buildings. Then he took himself off, and I stayed for a time. Then he, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, O Umar, do you know who the questioner was? I said, Allah and his messenger know best. He said, it was Gabriel, who came to you to teach you your religion. It was related by Muslims.